The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Mark. Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Our first car entered the Circle Drive just outside the church doors at 7:10 a.m. And our final car exited around 5:30 p.m. In two shifts, one in the morning and another in the afternoon, 60 people received ashes and prayer last Wednesday during Calvary's first Ashes to Go. Nancy Wilkes, our deacon in training, and I offered ashes to men and women, mothers and fathers, with children and babies in their arms and in their car seats. Some were from our school community, some from our church community, and some from this community we live in. They saw our lighted sign, the signs we placed on the street, and saw Nancy, me, Roy Haley, and Tim Hillis on the corner with a cross. Along with offering the ashes and prayers, we listened. And this is some of what the people had to say. "You were God savers." Not sure what that means, but I like the sound of it. "Can I please take your picture? I want to send it to my friends in California. They think nothing cool like this happens in Richmond, Texas." "Things are hard at work right now. I really need a blessing today. Thank you for being here. I wouldn't have gotten ashes without you." "I'm Catholic. Is this for everyone?" "17 people and children were killed today at a school in Broward County, Florida. What is happening to our world? Will you please pray with me?" Now, churches will continue to debate the theology or the lack of theology behind Ashes to Go. Admittedly, it's not for everybody. It doesn't replace being in the full community of the church for Ash Wednesday services. Yet after two ashes to go, under my cassock, if you will, I can't deny what I experience with the people I meet. During Ashes to Go, we quietly share with our neighbors a moment of prayer that amazingly rises above the noise of the street in the background. We hold hands. They receive the touch of ashes on their forehead in the sign of a cross. And we offer the words that express the core of Ash Wednesday. "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." These words that are a reminder of death are also a divine blessing to them. Our time together in the street in the Circle Drive is brief and focused. It is joyful. It is solemn. It is intense. It is sacred. There is gratitude. And God is present, doing something new. And this leads me to our gospel lesson this morning. The same two words describe the Gospel of Mark as, I believe, describe our Ashes to Go encounters, brief and focused. Now, we have heard these same passages since the beginning of Advent. But today, I ask you, let's consider them with a different lens on this first Sunday of Lent. The six verses we hear this morning are brief, while full of drama, intensity, and urgency. Mark focuses our attention completely on Jesus and his message, without the details written in the other Gospels. This clearing away of the extraneous details, this focusing our attention on Jesus, might be exactly what we need during this season. Mark's gospel is inviting us this time to come back, refocus, and return our attention to Jesus. It all begins with baptism, as it will for Juliet and Michael in just a short while. Jesus is baptized by John in the Jordan River, and Jesus alone sees the heavens torn apart, feels the Spirit descend upon him, and hears the voice from heaven. Through Mark as our narrator, we are witness to Jesus' baptism. And through his baptism, we can focus on Jesus as the beloved Son of God, graced with the Father's love and the power of the Holy Spirit. That same Spirit that descended like a dove just a few minutes before immediately and shockingly forces Jesus, the beloved, into the wilderness. Jesus wanders there for 40 days. Mark invites us into this narrative to focus on Jesus, who alone experiences, like prophets and the Israelites before him, the wilderness, the place of loneliness and deep human need. Our own 40 days of Lent mirror this experience. We pray, we fast, and we look to God for our needs. Jesus resists Satan's temptations, is together with the wild beasts, and served by the angels because he is the Son of God, one with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Finally, Jesus returns to Galilee after John is arrested. Something new is begun and is beginning. And Jesus is announcing it as good news. Good news about God. There's no time to waste, however. The time is now. With John's arrest, there is no telling what might happen to Jesus. The kingdom of God is near. You don't want to miss it. Repent and believe. Sooner rather than later. I believe another way to state Mark's invitation for our Lenten discipline is this. Focus on Jesus, repent, and trust in the gospel. Mark has led us into everything that Jesus does and knows right up front, right in the beginning of the gospel, leaving no doubt that we can trust in the good news because we can trust in Jesus and follow him. In these brief and focused verses, Mark sets the stage for all that is to come. Jesus is the fulfillment of prophecy as surely as we move from Ash Wednesday to Good Friday and to Easter Day. So during my first Ashes to Go a few years back in my first year of seminary, when I didn't know all that much, I remember asking a longtime priest what he thought about all of this as we stood together on a busy street corner in Austin in front of a Starbucks offering ashes. He shared with me, it's really not good theology. And all his years of being a priest in the church leads him to think that this is not a good idea. So I asked him, why are you here? He was quiet for a moment, and with a smile and a little wink for me, he said, I can't explain it, but I know the kingdom of God is near, and I don't want to miss it. Last November, Bishop Doyle stood in this very pulpit and preached during his sermon that it was time for the church, time for this church, to leave the building and take the good news out to the world. He encouraged us to evangelism then, and he did it again during his address to us at Diocesan Council yesterday. Julian Morris, our senior warden, told us at the annual parish meeting that evangelism is just one thing. And I have to tell you, I was on the edge of my seat waiting for that. And what he said, that one thing, is telling our stories of God in our lives to the people in our midst. Our adult education 2 Sundays ago encouraged us through scripture of God's call to us to be of service to others. And last Sunday, we heard about a program, the Asset-Based Community Development Program. It clears away what we think we know of serving others and asks us to listen for the gifts and assets already working in our community so that we may join in. We also heard from Elise Kaufman, who is the director of Friends of North Richmond, and the work they do calls us to be with and listen to our neighbors and start building relationships. Today we began our book study of The Dream of God, A Call to Return, a shameless plug, by Verna Dozier. We heard in chapter 1 that we should come back. Our call is to trust God. She'll lay out for us in the next 4 chapters what she means by that, with a thesis of being followers of Jesus, followers, besides being worshipers. And this week we began our Lenten series of preachers and teachers with the message of incarnational theology, something new being born. God is doing something new again and again in you and you and you and you and you back here in all of us. Lent is the time to turn our attention to Jesus, to clear away the extraneous details of our lives, to trust in the good news of the gospel. The kingdom of God is near, and we don't want to miss it. Amen.